All his life he had known this man. He was closer to him than any other human. Despite the fact that they were from two different planets and two different cultures, they had managed to stay in touch since infancy. Most of the major events in their lives had been joint ventures. Allie had been best man. But what really, he thought, did they have in common? Only that their recent ancestors had been rich enough and tough enough and egocentric enough to establish favorite monarchies on the two richest planets in known space. Even in that respect, the two were different. Felix had been but one of 12 candidates for guardian. The Maseo had been the Maseo from conception. He had always known it and always loved it that way. Whereas Felix... Still, he loved him. In his short life, there had been only the two who had touched him. Now one. He glanced at the time. Damn, 2 hours here. Allie, we've got to get out of here. Call the ship. Suddenly you're in a hurry? I'm not. The ants are. They must have sensed us by now. They'll be coming. Fleet reports say no ants here. It's why I picked it. Felix stared at him. Fleet reports? I thought you'd been keeping track of this war. I see what you mean. Fleet isn't here. Felix laid a glove on his shoulder. Let me tell you something, old friend. Fleet is never here. Call the ship. I can't. Well, I could, of course, but we need to go somewhere else to get picked up. Why is that? Damn it, Felix, this is supposedly a probe placement. They pick us up at the end of the line when we finish planting them. Where? About 10 kilometers, I believe. When? The Maseo eyed him with distaste. I think I liked you better in my lap. When, Allie? About 5 hours. Plenty of time. Felix stood up. Let's get started. You trying to scare the Maseo? Allie, don't you understand? This is Banshee. Oh, you mean this is Banshee? Felix tried to get angry. He failed. Come on, he urged. Relax, my friend. We'll have you in the Hall of Gold in less than... No. Allie paused. He stood up. You mean you won't go back? Let's talk about it later. We've got to get these people moving.
Very well,
Allie agreed reluctantly. For now. Suki! They were up and moving in seconds, a steady procession of two concentric circles. A good team. Felix only had one suggestion. He thought the probes ought to be left behind now that their purpose had been served. The CO treated the advice like an order.
Yes, sir,
he replied respectfully, and ordered the probes abandoned on the spot. Felix stared at him. Now that he noticed it, all the others were treating him with equal deference. He caught them glancing his way occasionally, always taking care not to get caught gawking. He accused the Maseo. Allie laughed. I swear to you, I told no one, and Suki wouldn't dare.
Well, I guess seeing that we knew each other.
Allie laughed again.
Could be that. Could be your command voice.
Buzz off, Allie.